This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let's look at verse 1. The Spirit says clearly that in the latter times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. When are the latter days? Next Tuesday? No, we're in it. I believe the last days began when Jesus rose from the dead, personally. That's the beginning of the last days, the resurrection of Christ. That there would be people who would abandon the faith. People are surprised when Paul would talk about that, but are you surprised when you've known somebody, a man who's abandoned his family? No. You ever heard of a woman, a wife and mother, abandoning her family? Sure you have. We all know stories and anecdotal examples of people who have abandoned their family. Is it any surprise that people would abandon, according to Paul, abandon their faith? Which means to turn your back on. When you abandon someone, you turn your back on them. That's what it means. And there are people who turn their back on their faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Ever thought of demons being responsible for curriculum in life? Ever thought of demons being responsible for a lot of things in life? And you say, boy, that's melodramatic. It is. That's a little bit over the top, isn't it? Yes, it is. But I believe it to be true. Verse 2, such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared. That's the Greek word there is cauterizo. We get the word to cauterize, medical procedure. Have been cauterized as with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain, verse 3, from certain foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything, verse 4, God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. Warren Wiersbe, in commenting on that verse about marriage, said this: beware of any church group that tampers with marriage. How many of you have ever been to a place in Kentucky called Pleasant Hill, Kentucky? It's a place called Shakertown. You ever seen that place, Shakertown, Kentucky? It's a sect that came out of the Quaker church. They were called the Shaking Quakers at one time, but their roots are out of the Quakers. They were in, I think, New York and Maine. At a base in Kentucky, in Pleasant Hill, Kentucky. If you've been there and you've taken the tour, you've heard this. They had a dorm for the men and a dorm for the women. They would forbid marriage, which, you know, didn't bode well for keeping the group going. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out if you're against marriage, then your group is going to eventually die out because there's no procreation. There's no births are going to happen. But here's what was interesting to me. To keep the men and women from mixing, they would every night would sprinkle flour on the floor, and that way if they saw a man's shoe walking toward the women's dorm, you know, they would see the footprint. Now, I think I would have been smart enough to walk with a broom in front of me, and but never mind. I don't know why my mind thinks that way. But that's what they did to keep the men and women apart. And it died out as a group. Beware of any group, Warren Wiersbe said, that tampers with marriage. And there was a thing taught called asceticism, where people were taught that certain foods were wrong to eat, and therefore you were holier, you were more spiritual if you only ate certain foods. And Paul blows that out of the water when he says in verse 4, for everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated or made holy by the word of God and prayer.
Well, we'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.